News on the Red River Farm Network. U.S. International Trade Commission has determined pea protein imports from China have harmed the domestic U.S. industry. With this unanimous decision, the U.S. will levy anti-dumping and countervailing duties on pea protein imports from China, ranging from 125 to 286%.
Minneapolis-based Purus opened the largest pea protein plant in North America 3 years ago in Dawson, Minnesota. Purus corporate development manager Zach Hubert said China's unfair trade practices have had a major impact.
Due to dumped and subsidized imports from China, we've actually had to idle our original facility in Turtle Lake, Wisconsin. So through that process, we had to lay off over 100 employees. We also had to lay off or close a facility in Oskaloosa, Iowa, and lay off roughly 40 employees that were located there. That facility in Iowa supplied pea flour to a facility in Turtle Lake. So unfortunately, we've had meaningful disruptions to our team members and their families. And what this ruling does is it provides a fair playing field for us to compete with.
Pea protein is used as an ingredient in numerous food items, including plant-based meats, snack bars, and protein shakes.
There's been over $1 billion of capital investment in pea protein in the last 5 years in North America. And this ruling gives us an opportunity to go and win business from customers who have previously been getting product from China at below fair market prices.
The Minnesota Public